You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Oh, do you remember being 19, Miss Cindy? Do you remember being 19?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was such a good age. You were young, naive. You were invincible.
That's right.
Nothing could bother you.
That's right.
The only thing that could ruin that memory is the temperature being 19. What is...
And when I was 19, I could go to work on 3 hours sleep, which is about what I had last night. And it could be 19 degrees outside, and I'd be like, it's all good. I'm fine. It's no problem. And now I'm just sucking down my coffee.
Next segment, I'm going to share why I am only on 3 hours of sleep, too. I need to know, well, why you are only on 3 hours of sleep.
I think it was the Diet Coke I had before I went to sleep last night, which I never have caffeine that late in the evening. And it's funny because I can have coffee and it doesn't bother me, but soda is a totally different thing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's like a different kind of caffeine. Yeah. I don't know, but it just wires me. And I went to bed last night and just laid there and looked at my dog saying, why are you sleeping? I can't sleep. Why are you sleeping?
I can have soda, Mom, which is full of sugar, too, which is exactly why you're up. You got sugar and caffeine.
That's right.
I imagine that's how Toby sounds.
You think?
That's why you couldn't sleep, Mom. Because you had sugar and caffeine. You got to stop doing drugs before you go to bed.
That's right.
Yes, caffeine is a drug, by the way. My goodness, what the heck did I come home to?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is going on? What happened?
Yeah, I thought of you Friday morning after it was all said and done. It's like, oh, David is going to love this when he comes back.
No, I don't.
You missed the first winter storm of the year.
I was in Texas, and when I left yesterday, it was about 66 degrees.
Wow. 19?
Uh-huh.
Here. Yeah.
So when I left, I had shorts on and a little pullover.
Yeah, no.
Because I was actually too hot. I wanted to take it off.
See, you gotta plan for what the weather's going to be like in Maine when you get off the plane. Gotta plan for that.
Well, I'm going to share why I have only 3 hours of sleep coming up.
Yeah.
Right here on Q106.5 with David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening and happy Monday. Hey, morning, and let's take a sip. We got to
do it.
We got to do it. Come here. Cheers. Oh, that is good stuff, and it's warm. Feels extra warm going down the body this morning.
I would think so.
You and I are both running on fumes.
Yeah.
3 hours of sleep. You decided to do drugs the last night.
Caffeine. Yeah.
Which is a drug.
Right. Exactly.
And you have a
much better excuse.
You do. I don't know. I don't know. Listen, I don't want to compare. You still have an excuse.
Yes, but I should know better. You had no control over how late you've been. You were up last night.
I got to go see my folks in Texas
right. For
the Thanksgiving break.
Right.
And I booked my flight for Sunday, and it was all planned for me to get back at a reasonable hour so I could, you know, because I'm very responsible.
Right.
I think everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I got a good night's sleep so I could come here and we could do our best on the show, David and Cindy.
Right.
Well, God had other plans. I knew it was going to be a bad travel day. I just didn't know it was going to be this bad. For whatever reason, New York and Newark were having problems with too many planes coming into their terminals.
Wow, were they being redirected there because of some kind of storm somewhere?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Because you feel like you do this every day.
Yeah.
You know how many planes are coming in every day.
Right.
So everywhere I went, I had two layovers.
Okay.
I went from San Antonio to Houston, delay there. And then I went to Newark, and I was delayed again there. No, you stop it with that sad music. I'm not whining here. No.
I would be whining about being stuck in Newark.
You know what? I like their airport.
Yeah. Just don't step outside and take a deep breath.
Well, you're married to a New Jersey man.
Yeah, but he's from coastal New Jersey where the air is clean.
Okay.
Not like Newark where it's definitely not.
Well, I wasn't going to step outside because as soon as I got off the plane, I was like, oh, it's freezing.
Yeah.
And when I left Texas, I was wearing nothing but shorts and a little, like, small pullover.
Yeah.
Like, not too small. I wanted to show off my midriff, but, like respectable amount of skin.
Okay.
I'm not going to walk outside of Newark. I had another layover or another delay there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I am going to miss my plane taking me to Bangor. Because everywhere I went, I had a delay.
Right.
Fortunately, everywhere was delayed because for whatever reason, New York and Newark was controlling the airwaves all across the land.
Yeah.
And my plane ended up getting delayed to get me into Bangor at 1 a.m. last night.
Wow. 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
In here early. So you didn't even sleep, right? Other than maybe what you slept on the plane?
I got about 3 hours. And then here's the biggest thing that made me delayed even further.
Okay.
When I arrived at Bangor, and the staff there was fantastic, Bangor International.
Yeah.
I walked outside to go to my truck, and I'm using my clicker. I'm freezing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is all this white stuff on the ground? And I was like, no, stop. I'm still not whining. Gosh dang it. I'm trying to tell a story here. Okay, we'll go with it. I forgot that I had parked in the shuttle parking lot.
Yeah, which is a little bit of a hike from the terminal.
So as I'm in the middle of the parking lot, outside of the terminal, I remembered that. I recalled that. I'm like, gosh dang it. I have to walk back. All the way back to Bangor International, frozen. I barely made it. I was about to turn into an ice sculpture. But I did. I made it because I'm a grown man.
That's right.
When I got there, very nice shuttle woman. She drove me out there. And then when I got to my truck, it's covered. And you know I don't over-exaggerate things. I don't do that.
No, never.
It was covered in 67 inches of ice.
Wow.
My whole truck. Wow. I go to open the door. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. What was going on? What is this? I can't open my door. So I had to remote start my truck, stand outside of it, shivering.
You can remote start your truck? I just have to stand there and yank on my door until I finally get it open.
Okay, listen, it's not a competition. Don't show off. Some of us don't have your strength, okay? I will tell you this, though. While I was there, there was another couple in that parking lot.
Yeah.
And they're Mainers.
Yeah.
When I eventually got into my truck after 7 hours, I got in there, and this couple goes, hey, do you have an extra ice scraper? Guess what I had?
Good for you.
The From Away boy. Yes, me. I had the ice scraper.
That's a little surprising. They're from Maine, and they didn't have a scraper in their car. I mean, my scraper stays in my car year-round. It just doesn't come out because you never know in Maine.
I think they weren't planning for the weather. They weren't planning that over the break.
It never comes out of my car because you never know in Maine.
Well, I have that. I have a hatchet and a couple things of water, which were frozen
by the time
I got in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, never leave glass bottles of anything in your car in Maine in the wintertime.
I can't think of anything legal that I would keep in my car that would be glass bottle. So I saved their lives. I was able to get in, got home, and that is why I am running on fumes. So you are running on fumes. I am running on fumes.
That's right. So it's going to be an interesting day.
Oh, it's going to be a fun show. For sure. Right here on David and Cindy, Q106.5. And okay, yeah, we are in the cold season. And I needed the heating lodge at Bangor International Airport last night while waiting for the shuttle to take me to the shuttle lot. I could have used one of their beautiful wood pellet or gas stoves. I think they wouldn't have mine, Ryan, if I just carry that around and put that right there on the curb.
Why not?
And I'm like, hey, I'm just waiting for the shuttle. They're like, sir, it takes 10 minutes. Just chill. I'm like, okay, you don't know who I am. You don't know where I'm from. Head to heatinglodge.com right now or either of their two locations, and I'll share where those are here in a minute. And take a peek at all of their wood pellet and gas stoves, all the popular name brands to heat your home with beauty. And I was thinking of the Heating Lodge when I took my dog Moo out, too, when I got home. He's a California dog, but he, unlike his father or brother, I don't know what kind of relationship we have, he loves the cold and loves the snow. And I had to sit my butt out there and watch him play. The Heating Lodge has fire tables to keep you enjoying your patio all winter long. And of course, the most premium furniture, Polywood, that can weather all of these elements. In summation, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. Two locations in Bangor on Griffin and Union, and their new location, the Moosehead Trail in Newport. And you can see all they have to offer and place your order at heatinglodge.com. Is it going to be okay? Is it going to be all
right? It's going to be all right.
It's 19 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Q106.5. It is David and Cindy. Happy Monday.
In 2 months, you'll be saying, oh, it's not bad out right now.
Funny.
I know, it's true.
Everybody warned me. Everybody. When I moved here in April. Okay, I got that first snow. Remember that first snow at the beginning of April?
I do. I remember you just got here and it snowed. We're all like, okay, that's it. He's leaving.
No. I thought it was cool. I thought it was fun. It melted. It went away.
Yeah.
It was sticks out. All the trees were sticks.
Yep.
Then the leaves came in, and you know how that looks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so beautiful here.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful. And they were like, wait till the fall. And I was like, oh, I can't wait. And then I loved the fall, and I loved it, and I bragged about it to everybody, and everybody laughed. Everybody laughed in my face and said, well, winter's coming. Winter's coming, buddy. You have no idea.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah, it bothers me, the people who, because I love fall, and the people who immediately say, how can you love fall because you know what's coming on the other side? Well, yeah, but it's Maine. That's inevitable. So I still love the fall.
I love the fall.
Yeah, and the snow is, you know, it's very pretty.
Not right. It's not snow. That's not snow. That's ice, Miss Cindy.
Yeah, I know. But right after it snowed, when it was all wet and sticking to the trees, it was really beautiful. And I'm sure everyone who lost power because those trees bent over and took down their power lines, I'm sure they were not saying that. We didn't lose power until Saturday.
So a lot of people lost power.
All day Saturday, but we did.
Well, they were trying to fix the power for other people and then probably cut your line accidentally.
Whoops.
Yep.
We'll get to that later.
thank you to all the linemen out there, by the way.
Yeah.
Happy
Thanksgiving and the plow drivers who are out Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You all kick butt. Thank you. Speaking of weather, it looks like we have more snow coming, and I actually can't wait to see my first official, like, winterish kind of snowfall.
Okay.
Let's check in with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox.
Partly to mostly sunny skies out there for our Monday. The bulk of the clouds across the northern half of the state. Temperatures for today in the 20s to near 30 across the north, low to mid 30s elsewhere. Clear to partly cloudy and cold tonight. Overnight lows dropping back into the teens. And then looking at a little more cloudiness here on Tuesday. Partly to mostly cloudy skies expected. Temperatures again will be in the 20s near 30 north, low to mid 30s elsewhere. Any morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Wednesday. Temperatures again in the 20s to near 30 north, low to mid 30s elsewhere. Then we've got a system coming in here to give us some light snow mix and rain as we head into Wednesday night and Thursday. Light to moderate accumulations expected, especially away from the coastline. That'll move out Thursday morning. Drier weather Thursday afternoon. Temperatures Thursday in the 30s for highs. For Kim to 6.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
Still 19 degrees, yep, the Q106.5.
Yep, still 19. Okay, right. There we go. That's fine. All right. what's the high today? What did he say? 30?
30,
mid-30s. 30s,
mid-30s.
Mid-30s.
Okay. Yeah,
34, 35. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, can't wait. Oh, by the way, when I got home last night, I landed at 1.
Yeah.
I'm going down my street in Brewer because I live deep in the woods. I don't know if you know this.
Okay.
But I live deep in the woods.
I know, you do. Yep.
I turn into my street and I kid you not.
Yeah.
I had to swerve. There was a little patch of ice and thank God there was because there was the biggest buck.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I startled him. He startled me. We made eye contact. I'm like, I don't want to hit you. You have a big rack and I don't know what you'll do to my truck.
Right.
And he leapt. He tried to leap away and he tripped over the snowbank and I felt so bad. He fell a little bit. But it was like, that's a good welcome home right there.
I suppose he was running through the woods going, well, that was embarrassing. Can't believe I did that.
Well, I
jump over a little snowbank.
Well, I yelled out at him. I was like, hey, don't worry. I do it all the time, too. And I'm new to Maine. I'll probably trip over snowbanks everywhere I go. He didn't hear me. He kept running. I kept seeing his little white butt.
See, the deer right now are saying, firearm season's over. Na-na-na-na-na. Although it's still musket season, so.
You can use a musket still?
Yeah. I don't remember what it's called.
These poor deer. I should have told him. That. I should have told him. I was like, hey, watch out for the musket. You're not over yet. It was really random, though. He was right there in the middle of my street. It was a very cool welcome home.
I'm glad you saw him before you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And me too. Yeah. I have a new friend. I called him Doug.
Muzzle loader season.
Coming up, I want to hear about your Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I hope you got to spend it with your family.
Yeah.
I did too. We'll share a Thanksgiving story, stories, and we're going to talk about who was the biggest drama queen at your Thanksgiving? Who caused the issues?
Yeah.
Who caused the issue at your Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
We're going to have that discussion coming up on Q106.5. It is David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. David and Cindy, thank you so much for listening to us and laughing with us on a Monday, very chilly Monday. It is currently 19 degrees.
Yeah.
We are going to share. We're running a little late, so we're going to have to share our Thanksgiving. That's George Birch, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, and coming up at 8:20 this morning. You don't want to miss it. The first code for today for your opportunity to win this epic experience to go to Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival.
Morgan Wallen. How cool is that? And it's not just Morgan Wallen.
It's Post Malone, Brooks and Dunn, Hardy, Riley Green, Bailey Zimmerman. Everybody's going to be there.
It's a weekend in Gulf Shores, Alabama, May 16th to the 18th, which is so cool.
Yeah, and it's sold out. It sold out quick, too. I mean, understandably so. This is Morgan Wallen's festival, and we have your chance to go there.
Very cool.
On us. You get the airfare, you get hotel accommodations, $500 spending money.
Weekend passes to the show. Yeah, all of it. Just by listening for codes 5 times a day at 8:20, 10:20, 1:20, 4:20, and during Taste of Country Nights.
First one's 8:20. All right. How the heck was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. Both of them were great.
Well, do you want to elaborate? Like, what did you do?
Thanksgiving evening, we had dinner with Jim's mom and stepdad. And she made her amazing stuffing, which we've been eating for the last couple days.
I love leftovers.
Yeah, except stuffing. You don't like stuffing.
No, I'm not a big stuffing fan, but I'll eat everything else, yeah.
So that was great. And then the next night, my family got together. My son is moving out of state later this month, so he came up from southern Maine, and we all got together and had pizza.
Oh, my gosh, I love that.
Yeah, we almost didn't have pizza.
I would prefer pizza on Thanksgiving. In fact, my parents and I, we were talking about that as they were dropping me off at the airport. I got to go to Texas to go see them.
Yeah.
We were all in agreement that we don't really like turkey. Why do we have turkey? And we came up with an alternative for next year. But yeah, we don't like turkey. Oh my gosh, pizza would be great.
Yeah. Pizza is just because there's so many different ages and so many people. It's like 15 people. So rather than cook the turkey and then the kids aren't going to eat the turkey, we'll just do pizza. The problem is that on Thursday, I said, oh, I haven't ordered the pizza for the party tomorrow. So I went online and I ordered the pizza. Credit card, whole thing. It came up. It said, your order has been accepted. Great. On Friday, I had to go to Gardner and pick up my son and come back. And I hadn't really looked at my email and missed the fact that I had a message from that restaurant saying, yeah, your order wasn't received by the restaurant because they were closed because it was Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
So your order has been canceled. So I'm at my parents' house and it's like, okay, it's 6:20, it's 6:25.
Uh-huh.
Pizza's supposed to be here. Where's the pizza? I went looking through my email to because they send me updates and saw your order failed. It's like, oh my.
So did you?
I have all these people here and there's no food.
Would you say that you turn into a little bit of a drama queen?
Oh yeah.
On Thanksgiving.
I was very much a drama queen going, are you kidding me? We have no pizza. But I called the restaurant and said, you know, can you confirm that you don't have this order? And she's like, yeah, we never got that.
Listen, a lot of people don't know this about you, Miss Cindy, because we hear you on the air and you're very sweet. How many curse words were said underneath your breath?
It was underneath my breath, too, because there were kids running around. But there were a few. Mm-hmm. Yep. Most of them directed at me. But some directed at the unnamed restaurant. Like, why did you tell me it was confirmed when it wasn't confirmed? But anyway, they were very nice, and we got our pizza very quickly, and it was delicious.
Let's break down those words. Which specific words did this drama queen use?
No.
And that's going to launch our topic for this hour.
You know those words you can't say on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I know a lot of those. Who was the drama queen at your Thanksgiving? We had one at mine.
I want to hear about it.
We had one at my Thanksgiving.
Was it you?
No, I'm not going to get into that. And it was a big one, though. It was a big drama queen at our Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Somebody who tried to ruin Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Who was yours? 207-991-9500.
Or send us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Your responses, and I'll share who. Why would you immediately accuse it was me, or assume it was me, by the way?
Simply asking.
No, you weren't simply asking. You're literally looking at me and pointing both fingers, going, I know it was you.
No, I said, was it you? And I pointed both fingers.
Well, it wasn't me.
Okay, good.
It was me. 207-991-9500. Who tried to ruin your Thanksgiving? Coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5.
It's a new month. That, of course, means the new featured sandwich at Harvest Moon Deli. For December, it's the Back to Decemberger. Perfectly tailored with a juicy burger patty, bacon, pepper jack cheese, pickles, pickled red onion, jalapeno, guacamole, and finished with chipotle mayo. Perfectly grilled on their cast iron press. This is not your everyday burger. Just like all the food at Harvest Moon Deli, this burger patty is elevated to an amazing degree. Hearty, delicious, and with plenty of heat to ward off the December chill. Harvest Moon Deli's menu is huge with sandwiches, wraps, salads, and soups. So something for everyone, for lunch or dinner. And with 8 locations, there's one near you. Find Harvest Moon Deli's in Brewer, Orono, Newport, Waterville, Augusta, and 3 in Bangor on Stillwater Avenue, Griffin Road, and Columbia Street. The featured sandwich for this month is Back to Decemberger, a juicy burger patty with bacon, pepper jack cheese, pickles, pickled red onion, jalapeno, guacamole, and finished with chipotle mayo. Curbside takeout and delivery at all 8 locations. Call ahead at your favorite location to order or order online at harvestmoondeli.com.
106.5, we are David and Cindy. And a reminder, listen, for First Code to go see Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama. 2-day festival, star-studded.
Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, Brooks and Dunn, Hardy, Riley Green, Bailey Zimmerman. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
First Code, you want to listen have an opportunity of winning this, will be at 8:20 this morning. Now, in the meantime, I cannot believe, Miss Cindy.
What?
I cannot believe.
Okay.
That we are only 23 days away from Christmas.
I know.
Yeah.
Have you got your shopping started yet?
No, I'm just, okay. I feel bad for you because you remember when I did those bad Halloween jokes?
Yeah. And those bad Thanksgiving jokes?
Yeah, I did those too.
Yeah.
We are 23 days away from Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Okay, now that we mentioned that, Miss Cindy, may I ask you a question?
You may.
All right. What is a vegan's favorite Christmas carol? What is a vegan's favorite Christmas carol?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That is awful. A vegan doesn't want the animal to die. Are you kidding me? What are you doing?
The animal didn't.
Oh yeah, the reindeer.
Well, vegan doesn't want grandma to die either.
Well, grandma makes a turkey for Thanksgiving, you know. And it's,
that's true.
Yeah, revenge. I don't know what is.
Soy to the world.
Oh.
Soy to the world. How about we get into some good news?
That's a good idea.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gears Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. Bangor firefighters are collecting money that will be used to purchase toys for the U.S. Marine Corps' Toys for Tots campaign.
Oh, I love the United States Marine Corps. Yeah. We all do and love Toys for Tots.
Toys for Tots is such a great cause. All the money raised will benefit local children. I think sometimes when people hear U.S. Marine Corps and Toys for Tots, that the toys are going somewhere else.
Right.
But they're going to benefit local kids.
Very cool.
I think this is really cool for the Bangor professional firefighters because they're collecting this money. But then they get to take that money out and buy. They're going to go on a shopping trip and buy all the toys to donate for Toys for Tots. How cool is that?
I want to go on that shopping spree.
I do too. I love toy shopping. So good for the Bangor professional firefighters. We want to make sure that they get a lot of money so they get to do a lot of shopping. And kids in need get a lot of toys.
I got to help out with the Toys for Tots campaign one time and then go help shop and... I was corrected many times.
Oh?
To stop picking things out just for me. I mean, I was going with Batman. I was going with Transformers.
Yeah.
You got to go with Legos. And they're like, listen, there's girls out there, too.
I like Legos. I had trucks when I was growing up.
They wanted Barbies and dolls. And yeah,
I had those, too.
I was like, not that. I was like, I just want Batman. I just want Batman. And I want my Transformer, and I want my Legos.
Yeah, but they weren't buying for you.
I know that. That's why I can't. I never send me toy shopping again, because those are the three things I'm going to get.
All right, now you get a PlayStation 5, and you know it.
Oh, I wish.
You can donate to Bangor Professional Firefighters by sending a check to the Central Fire Station on Main Street in Bangor. Just be sure that you write the checks with attention to Bangor Professional Firefighters. Or you can email josh.lilly, that's L-I-L-L-E-Y, josh.lilly@bangormaine.gov to set up a time to donate in person or find out how you can donate. But
very cool.
So cool. I can just see them going shopping and they're going to have so much fun.
Right.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
Are you just picturing the Bangor firefighters right now?
Well, there is that.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. I thought there was some perversion there.
No. Nothing like that.
Coming up, we're going to continue the conversation. Who was the biggest drama queen at your Thanksgiving?
I know. I still want to hear yours. I have a second one, actually, really quick. We went to my husband's mother and stepfather's house, and one of the dogs left a little gift on the living room carpet. There were three dogs. We're not sure which one it was, but whoever it was, they were the drama queen.
They were the... There's your drama queen. Who tried to ruin Thanksgiving? Who was it? Were they talking politics? Were they just being a brat?
Yeah, were they hogging all of the stuffing or all the turkey?
Were they defecating on the carpet? And I hope that was just a dog.
I hope so.
And not Uncle Doug.
Right.
Can you imagine?
No, I don't want to.
207-991-9500. who tried to ruin Thanksgiving.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Okay, so I missed a Patriots game, huh?
Yeah, that was, I saw the last half of the game, and it was just heartbreaking at the end. It was so exciting, and they were doing so awesome, and they lost in the last seconds of the game.
I see. So I was on a plane all day yesterday, traveling back from Texas, back here to Bangor.
Yeah.
And I caught a couple games, but I missed the Patriots game, and I hate that I did. It looks like it was a good one against the Colts. I cannot believe they lost.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they lost either. And if they had just gotten just a little farther downfield, because that field goal kick looked to me like it was perfect, but they were like 66 yards downfield.
Sure.
And so it didn't reach the uprights. Because I'm watching it from, you know, how they do the shot from behind the uprights. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why are they saying that wasn't any good? That was perfect.
Yeah.
But then they turned it around on the replay. And it's like, okay, it fell short of the uprights. It just didn't make it that far.
Well, did you tell them that they were wrong?
I should have. Yeah. What are you, crazy?
Did you call the referees? did you let them know? We are David and Cindy, if I haven't mentioned that already. And right now we are talking about who was the drama queen at your Thanksgiving. Who tried to ruin it?
And who did at yours?
Well, let's recap.
Okay.
You were the drama queen at one of your Thanksgivings.
Yeah, because I had ordered pizza and the order didn't go through and I didn't realize it until 10 minutes after it was supposed to be delivered. But that's okay. We fixed it. It was all fine.
And Cindy Campbell, as we all know, is the sweetest woman in the world. She never curses.
Yeah, that's right.
She shared off air some of the words that she said.
Yeah.
I haven't even used that language. And your second Thanksgiving, a dog was a drama queen.
Yeah. Dropped a dookie in the living
Come on. Everybody's trying to sit down for dinner.
Oh, we'd eaten by then. We were done eating by then, but it's like, yeah, okay. Between dinner and dessert, there was a little...
Well, explain. What did it look like?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't go in and look at it. What are you, crazy? And there were three dogs. One of them was ours. So I'm not sure. We don't know who did it. None of them would confess.
Well, of course it wasn't Toby. He's perfect.
Yeah. Toby's done it at home a couple times lately.
207-991-9500. I had a great Thanksgiving with my family. I'm very thankful that Q106.5 gave me the time to go down to Texas and spend time with them. The drama queen.
Yeah.
At our Thanksgiving down there.
It was you, wasn't it?
It was. All right, it was. I admit it. I was the drama queen. I was the drama queen. I don't know.
I want to know why. What did you do?
I don't know.
What did you do?
I'll share coming up in 10 minutes. Maybe.
No, you're going to share. I shared. You're going to share.
It's bad. I don't think I will. It's bad. That's why we need your stories. Make us feel better about being drama queens at our Thanksgiving.
That's
who
right.
tried to ruin your Thanksgiving?
991-9500.
Or hit us up on the Q106.5 app. You can text or leave a voice message there. Call them out. Call out those drama queens who tried to. Did they talk politics? Did they defecate on the carpet? Hopefully it was a canine.
Hopefully, yeah. Did they hog the food? Did they cut the pie badly?
Yeah. Did they, I don't know, did they burn the turkey and throw a fit?
Did they start a food fight?
That would be fun.
Yeah, well, kind of would be.
Again, 207-991-9500, and I might share why I was the drama queen.
Oh, you will.
I don't know if you can get it out of me. It's embarrassing, Miss Cindy. I don't think I can do it. I'm not going to share it. No, I'm going to do it.
I'll work on him while the music's playing.
Let's talk about...
Get a great deal.
Transform.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Okay, are we able to talk here?
Oh, it's going to stop and let us talk.
Thank goodness.
That's awesome.
We haven't talked in like 30 minutes because we're having issues with the software this morning. It's a Monday.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's 23 degrees right now. It was in the teens earlier. I get it. But here we are. Now we finally get to talk, and we're joined by the very talented Jordan Barrett.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much.
Hey, before we get into that code for the Morgan Wallen experience, which is huge. It's a big festival, yeah.
Yeah, the first ever Sand in My Boots Festival.
Yeah, it's and what, Post Malone's going to be there.
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. Sabrina Carpenter's going to be there. Gabby Barrett. Megan Marone.
Don't taunt me. Don't tempt me.
I just did. I did it three times.
Those folks will not be at the Sand in My Boots Festival.
Before we get to that code, which everybody's waiting for to enter on the Q106.5 app to try to win this experience to go down there.
Yep.
In Alabama.
Gulf Shores.
Right. Two-day festivals. And you got passes for both those days. We got the hotel stay and everything.
Yeah.
Plus $500 in spending money. So you're going to go down there and go to Gulf Shores, Alabama, find things to spend money on?
Which is, it's absolutely beautiful down there. If you've never been, but there's not much to buy. I mean,
You're at a music festival. You're going to be there the entire day. But it's good to have the money just so you don't have to spend your own money while you're down there.
I do want to mention,
because
that would make a great Christmas gift.
Yeah.
We are 23 days away from Christmas, you know. And, yeah.
Michael Jordan number of years.
Right. Yeah. And you might remember those bad Halloween jokes I told.
Yes.
You might remember the Thanksgiving jokes I told.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
So now that I've mentioned that we're 23 days away from Christmas.
No. Merry Christmas.
With that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
How did Scrooge win the football game, unlike the Patriots? How did Scrooge win the football game? Man, that was a good game.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, they were right so close. Right up till the end. How did Scrooge win the football game?
He was a ball hog and didn't give them a chance.
No.
He scored more points.
Cindy?
With help from the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
You are so close. You are very close. The ghost of Christmas past.
Oh.
The ghost of...
From the Lampoon. That's the Lampoon. Let's see this movie.
Right.
Wow.
All right. Let's get into that code.
Yeah.
Does
anyone have it? Because I have the code.
I don't even know.
While you guys were talking, that's what I was doing. I have the code.
I have the code too, but
I don't have the code. So you both have it. Clearly, you both are more.
What were you on Thanksgiving break?
This hour's code.
Good golly.
Jordan, this hour's code is 557.
557?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Why do you have to say 557? She says 557. You go 557. Why don't you go 557?
500. Well, that's confusing.
What about 557?
You could do that. All right. Yeah. This hour is the Sand in My Boots code that could send you to Gulf Shores, Alabama. 2 weekend passes to see the first ever Sand in My Boots festival. 2 night hotel stay, $500 spending money, the flight there and back. 557. Just open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Sand in My Boots button, scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour and enter 557. It's your shot to win all that stuff.
Beautiful.
Very cool.
All right. We've had so many problems with the system. I'm terrified to get in the country music news and play the sounder, but I'm going to try it.
Okay.
If you don't hear us afterwards, it's because of the system.
It's not our fault.
Yeah. Or maybe it is. Maybe we're being lazy on a Monday. I don't know. Maybe we don't want to work.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. Do we want to just wait for the song to finish and then get into country music?
Let it cut you off. Yeah.
Hurry,
you got 36 seconds.
All right. So we're at work. What would you do if someone were to just, you were doing your job and someone just grabbed you? Okay. Someone grabbed you right now. What's your reaction?
I would say thank you.
Yeah, it would kind of depend on
who's grabbing.
How they grab
I can comfortably say
you.
That you, if it was either you two or anybody else on the Q106.5 staff, I'd be like, well, are we going back to my place?
getting lunch?
Yeah. Well, breakfast in the morning.
Complete stranger. Just grabs you. Ah! Grabs you.
Right.
What do you do?
Deckham?
Okay, that's one option.
That would be the immediate reaction.
Right, yeah, probably.
Yell and say, hi, who are you?
Close, okay. So, Kacey Musgraves wasn't happy about an incident with a fan over the weekend while she was performing in Tampa on Friday. David, you've talked with Kacey Musgraves before, right? what did you say?
I made a simple call. I asked her a simple question that was accurate. And I just inquired about why her music wasn't being played on country music radio.
And what was her reaction to that?
You said that.
She decked me.
Well, maybe her response then was similar to what she said to this fan. Because on Friday, she was walking through her crowd at her concert in Tampa.
Sure.
When someone suddenly grabbed her and pulled her. So she's there walking through the crowd on the microphone.
Yeah.
Grabs her, pulls her.
Wow.
By the way, you can't anybody listening can't see this, but Jordan Bird is reenacting it. Yeah,
he's holding a microphone. Yeah.
I'm holding a microphone in front of me, by the way.
Hold on, I'm going to help you reenact it.
All right.
Yes. Do it again.
Yeah, so I'm walking through. I'm Kacey Musgraves. Kacey, hello.
David grabbed him.
Well, she handled it way cooler than how I just handled it right there.
By the way, you smell fantastic this morning.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
What is that? Leftover turkey?
Yeah, it's the stuffing. I just kind of rubbed it on my neck before I left.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, smells really good.
Well, she stopped in her tracks and said, what the...
You can just say the word. Whatever, just say it.
It's Monday. There are no rules.
Who needs a job?
She said, what the... before she continued and headed towards the stage, the video, it was captured on video and, it went viral on TikTok. Musgraves then addressed the incident at her Hollywood, Florida show the next night. And, she said, last night, this Tampa, lady, I know she kind of ruined it. She kind of ruined it for everybody. I'm not really talking like Kacey Musgraves, but you get that this is a quote from Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah, right? Well, okay. We do have a rule that if you're going to quote somebody, you got to impersonate them.
Okay. What the? Last night, this Tampa. Nope, it's not going to happen.
You
this
sound just like her right now. Tampa.
She kind of ruined it. She kind of ruined it for everybody. I thought I was going to have to get real East Texas on her. Take off my earrings. Thought she was going to deck her.
Is Kacey in studio right now? That was uncanny.
Yeah. You look familiar. I look I feel angry at you. I feel anger towards you.
Oh, at me? No, I get it. I'm sorry about the question. It wasn't the best question. She was really mad when I asked her that.
I can't believe you asked her that.
Why aren't
your songs being played on country radio? Well, I don't know, country radio person. Why aren't you playing my music?
It was a compliment sandwich. I started with, your music is very good.
Yeah.
And then I went to the meat of the sandwich. Why isn't it being played? And then the third one was, I am sorry, you're so pretty. Compliment sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah, no. The other compliments are lost on that middle part.
I learned.
Kacey Musgraves currently on her Deeper Well World Tour. It started in April. It's going to end in Nashville on December 7th. So it's right around the corner.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The lesson at the end of the day, if you're at a Kacey Musgraves concert or maybe you're at a concert in general, you should keep your hands to yourself.
Maybe don't
grab people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not just celebrities, but also anybody.
People amaze me with their level of comfort with celebrities, like women we would take backstage years ago to meet the hot male artists. And as we were leaving, they would ask me, did you grab his butt?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's like, no, I didn't grab it. Did you?
I didn't grab his butt.
Yeah, I did. It's like, why would you do that?
I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a bar and women would be like approach me and just feel like they could grope me everywhere and grab whatever. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, I'm not bothered by this. I mean, I know it should be, but if I were to do that to you,
yeah,
I'd be in jail.
Yeah, but you're famous, so therefore, you know, it's okay.
Well, the three of us are famous, and you listen to us out there. You listen closely. You understand me. I think Miss Cindy and I, we're going to be in a parade on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
What? No way. Oh, that's sick. I want to hear more about this.
Well, when we're at that parade, you listen to us closely. If you want to grab us, do it. We're lonely.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Just go right ahead.
Okay, Jim, David's phone number is...
I don't want to be grabbed.
I'm just kidding. You don't want to mess with Jim. And don't touch me either.
Right.
Well, you can hug us.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hugged either. I'm not a hugger.
That's unfortunate because you do smell fantastic like stuffing.
Thank you.
Like leftover Thanksgiving meal.
Thank you.
All right. We may or may not be talking here in 10 minutes.
Hopefully.
And we may or may not be joined in the 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Hopefully.
That's what you want.
Well, yeah. Of course.
Okay.
But we'll see what the system wants because it's gone haywire this morning right here on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Luke Combs, Q106. Oh, it's actually going to work, Miss Cindy.
It's actually going to let us talk this time. Wow.
Well, we've been having system issues all morning long. It is Q106.5. We are David and Cindy.
And we are thankful that we get to talk here.
Yeah. I wonder if it's the snow. Do we have ice on some kind of contraption outside that controls the software? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Ghost in the machine.
Speaking of which, we do have more snow in the forecast coming Wednesday.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Okay. I'm kind of excited.
I know.
I'm kind of excited for it.
Are you really?
A little bit.
Okay.
And then out of nowhere, we hit 50 degrees next week. Isn't that wild?
Really?
Yeah.
It's Maine.
There we go.
Yep. It's Maine.
Snow Wednesday and Thursday. Get ready for it. In the meantime, we are talking about Thanksgiving. Yes, we are back from a long Thanksgiving weekend. Hopefully you enjoyed yours. And we want to know, who was the drama queen at your Thanksgiving dinner? Who tried to ruin Thanksgiving? We all have that one person.
That's right. Fred and Augusta tagged us on the Q106.5 app. He says, the drama queen at my Thanksgiving was my 4-year-old daughter. She didn't ruin it and wasn't trying. She's just a very picky eater. Everything looked good. She didn't want to eat any of it.
I get it. I get your 4-year-old daughter. I look at all the food too. Unless it's like deviled eggs. That's good. Mashed potatoes. Yeah, going for it. Spinach casserole, maybe. But really the rest of the food.
The turkey and the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the stuffing and all the stuff that basically makes it Thanksgiving. You don't eat any of that?
I mean, I eat it. No, I eat it.
Okay.
If I were a 4-year-old, I wouldn't eat it.
Okay.
I have the mentality of a 13-year-old. And I know to eat it because I know that a lot of people put a lot of hard work into it.
Right.
But it wouldn't be my go-to.
Right.
Not a big fan of Thanksgiving food. I'm just not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jamie Noel Dow on the Q106.5 Facebook page said, me, I got upset when I cooked the turkey breast side down. I guess that's why I couldn't find the pop-up timer.
You get it, drama queen.
That's right. That's awesome.
All right, to recap, you had two Thanksgivings. You were the drama queen at one of yours.
Yes. Yes, because I ordered pizza and the order didn't go through and I didn't find out until after it was supposed to be delivered, but we got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were cursing up a storm. You were yelling. You were throwing things.
Thank you to Pizza Hut in Bangor. It was not their fault. I should have seen the email that said it failed to send. And they were awesome and got it out to us really fast.
Your second Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was one of the three dogs who left a little present on the living room carpet.
Oh, that's nice. What kind of present? Like a PlayStation? Like a
steaming kind of
present.
Oh,
that's not a good one.
No.
That would be a drama queen.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep. And we don't know which dog it was, so...
Who was the drama queen at your Thanksgiving? 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
I still haven't shared who the drama queen was at my Thanksgiving.
So obviously it was you because you don't want to say.
We'll talk about it coming up in 10 minutes right here on David and Cindy, Q106.5.
Thanksgiving, as we all know, brought rain and snow. And if you were running for buckets to catch the drips from your roof, it's time to call my friends at Home Roofing Solutions. I know, it's winter, it's cold. Most roofing companies have hung up their ladders for the winter, but not the crews at Home Roofing Solutions, who work into the winter months so they can keep their customers' homes safe and secure. It all starts with a phone call to the folks at Home Roofing Solutions to schedule your free quote. A roofing expert will visit your job site, assess your job, talk to you about options like metal roofing or asphalt shingles. They'll talk to you about the details of the Home Roofing Solutions warranty program, which is the best in the business, covering up to 50 years on product and workmanship. Once that's all done, they'll give you a free quote and get your job on the calendar. The crews at Home Roofing Solutions are so good, they'll get most jobs done in as little as a day or two. And then they'll clean up your yard like they were never there. Stop putting it off. Schedule your free quote today with Home Roofing Solutions by calling 269-HOME or 269-4663 or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Okay, I always get nervous. We've had a rough morning with the software.
I know. It's just kind of doing whatever it wants. And you guys are going to talk here? Oh, no. You don't need to talk.
All right. Let's letting on Q106.5.
This is us. We David and Cindy.
David and Cindy.
I'm waiting for it to fire. The system that we have, there's elements in it that will just fire automatically. And it's supposed to do that, but this morning they're doing it off key when it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
So we'll be mid sentence. All right, still not going to do it. Cool. Well, then that way I'll be able to say it's 23 days until Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey, with that being said, Miss Cindy, yeah. I have a question for you. Why was the snowman looking through the carrots?
Why was the snowman? Because he was being nosy.
He was picking his nose.
That's so much better.
All right, all morning long, we've been talking about who was the drama queen at your Thanksgiving. Who was the drama queen at your Thanksgiving? Who tried to ruin it?
You have not yet shared, David.
Well, I wasn't planning to.
You made me share.
And yours was, again, you ordered pizza.
No, we talked about mine.
And then you had another one where a dog
left a little present in the living room, and it wasn't a good one.
Don't we have some listeners that want to share why they were
drama
queen? Yeah,
So you were the drama queen, weren't you?
All right, I admit it.
All right.
I flew to Texas.
Yeah.
I saw my family.
Okay.
It was a great trip.
Yeah.
I was the drama queen. I admit it. I was the drama queen at Thanksgiving. I tried to ruin Thanksgiving.
What made you the drama queen?
Typical, Miss Cindy. It was typical.
Really?
So I was waiting until the food got served, all right?
Right.
Around 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I didn't eat anything all day.
You were hangry.
I was hangry. Hangry, but also I dabbled in the champagne a little bit. I dabbled.
That's not a good combination. It's not.
Because I don't have, I've been waiting for food. I have an empty stomach.
See, for me, if I had an empty stomach and I dabbled in the champagne, I would be really giggly for a short time, and then I would be in a corner going.
I was very giggly, but then too giggly. And then I started making jokes, and they weren't appropriate. I became the drama queen. Oh, so bad.
Were there children at this Thanksgiving?
There was an infant there.
Oh, well, the infant doesn't know.
I don't know. I think that infant's going to be traumatized. She's not going to grow up well. But that is how I was the drama queen.
Okay.
At Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, lesson learned. Kids, adults too. When you're waiting for Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
And it comes later in the day.
Yeah.
And you want to keep your stomach empty.
Yeah.
Maybe chill on the champagne. Because then you will become the drama queen at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And Don't poop on the living room carpet.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Like one of the dogs at one of my Thanksgivings.
Right. Yeah. We'll still take your calls, 207-991-9500. Who was the drama queen at your Thanksgiving? Who tried to ruin Thanksgiving? Call them out. But coming up next hour, we'll be joined by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Yeah.
And we have a new best dog out there. And for the very first time, this breed has won.
Which is very cool because we have one in the building today.
He's here, isn't he?
He is.
I saw him. What's his name?
Yeah, Norm.
Norm, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got that story coming up and so much more on the way. David and Cindy, Q106.5. 106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you.
Look at him over there.
Yeah. Wait,
who? Where?
Now that you're here, I want to mention, by the way, that we are 23 days away from Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
With that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind. Mm-hmm. What did the psychic say before Christmas? Mm. What did the psychic say before Christmas?
It's going to happen on the 25th.
It's a good answer, but no. What did the psychic say before Christmas?
I don't know.
I feel presents near.
I like the snowman one better, but yeah.
Okay, we don't have to compare them. We're gonna wrap up our conversation and get Jordan's story too on who was the drama queen at your Thanksgiving. Who was the drama queen? Who tried to ruin your Thanksgiving? I shared my story. Cindy, you had two stories.
Right.
And before we get to Jordan, we'll go to the phones. We have Debbie on hold. Debbie, who was the drama queen at your Thanksgiving?
Drama queen at my Thanksgiving this year was the dog.
Why?
Because we weren't giving him any food. So they sat underneath the table crying and rolling around and barking at us.
And you were all sitting there at the table trying to enjoy your delicious meal, and they're just annoying you the whole time.
Oh, yeah, especially the big one. He's like 60, 65 pounds. He's a big boy.
Wow. He's about the size of my dog.
Mine's only 2.5.
Toby's 4, so yeah, yours is bigger.
Hopefully, besides the dogs, you had a great Thanksgiving, Debbie.
We did, and I hope you all enjoyed yours.
And thanks, Debbie, for calling in. All right, Jordan Verge. How was your Thanksgiving?
I am so full. I have eaten so much food these past few days. I don't even want to look at food.
Right.
I haven't felt hunger in days.
Yeah. I do want to pay you a compliment if you don't mind.
Okay.
You look full.
Yeah, that's what another hour on the stairs.
I was going to say, what does that mean?
Yeah. No, I'm just, he looks full and
looks like he ate a lot on Thanksgiving.
He looks full. Yeah, he looks full and happy.
Saying it now too. Is that what this is?
No, I mean, I look like I ate a lot on Thanksgiving.
How you had a good Thanksgiving? Was there a drama queen at your Thanksgiving?
Yes, I spent Thanksgiving with my mom and I'd say probably my cats. They both collectively were the drama queen. They don't really have any boundaries. They're not supposed to get up on tables. They're not supposed to get in on food, but you can't. I don't know how you're supposed to train cats. I don't know how you're supposed to tell them no.
Yeah.
And they think it's a game. So, like, they'll hop up on the table, and I'll be like, dude, hey, come on. Get off. No. And then, yeah, they'll think it's a game. I'll leave the room, jump up again.
Well, I'm glad.
Look at that salt shaker. I have to knock that on the floor.
Well, I'm glad that Debbie called in and talked about dogs. I'm glad that you shared cats because our next segment, we are going to continue the animal theme here. The National Dog Show, which began in 1879, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Became a regular occurrence in 1933. So that's how many years the National Dog Show has occurred.
Wow.
And this breed of dog has won for the first time. This breed has won for the first time.
I'm so excited.
You are excited, and I know why.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you exactly what breed that is coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5.
Ever had Red Robin?
Well, I have now.
Oh, my gosh.
I went on Saturday for the first time to Red Robin in Augusta. It was very good.
Mm-hmm. Bottomless fries.
I love Red Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I had the Southern Charm burger, so barbecue sauce, French fried onions, lettuce, bacon. It was so good.
Did you take advantage of the bottomless fries?
I got sweet potato fries. That burger was so big, I didn't even finish. And the sweet potato fries were amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't even finish what they brought me.
Wow.
That's the problem with Red Robin when you go there. By the way, this segment's brought to you by Red Robin in Augusta. They you can ask for fries before your food comes because they're bottomless.
Okay.
And then you order your food and when you finish your fries, you can keep asking for more fries.
Yeah.
Hence bottomless fries.
That burger was so big. I mean, it was so good. Mm-hmm. I will be going back.
I've been to Red Robin before, but I can't go back because I misinterpreted what they meant by bottomless.
Right. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Thank you.
Who has his pants? Yeah, he has his pants on. Okay, we're good.
Thank God. We would not be on air right now. We'd be out of studio. I'm just kidding. I've seen you do the steps. I'm sure it looks fantastic.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The National Dog Show, which began in 1879.
What do you mean by it? What looks fantastic?
The National Dog Show began in 1879, and it actually looks like the breed of dog that won. The National Dog Show began in 1879. It's become a regular occurrence in 1933.
I'm really self-conscious about it now.
It aired on Thanksgiving. Wait till you hear what breed of dog won. For the first time ever, this breed of dog won. His name's Vito. Right. And Miss Cindy, do you want to do the honors?
He's a pug.
Pug won.
Oh, a little Italian pug.
He is the most adorable pug. He's so cute.
Yeah, and we have a pug here at the Q106.5 studios.
Yeah, he's kind of the office dog.
Right.
Well, he actually belongs to someone, but he's here a lot.
Well, Cindy Campbell is very obsessed with this dog, brings treats for him every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Looking at pictures of him now, Vito, 2-year-old, very cute.
Yes.
And I can see why this breed of dog never won before.
What are you saying?
Well, it's not the cutest dog, I would think. I mean, what's the cutest breed of dog?
But it's not about cuteness.
I think it's like a golden doodle.
It's more than that.
There's performance and
temperament. Structure according to their official standards.
I always enjoy when the judge checks the dog.
Lifts the tail.
and checks that structure.
Yeah.
He's like, that was good structure.
Yeah, that and the fact that why do all of the women who enter dogs in the show wear tight skirts and heels, like low heels?
They have to
run around with a dog, and they're having a hard time running because the skirt is tight. It's like,
Jordan,
have you never heard of pants?
Jordan, do you want to take this one? Because most of the judges are males.
You're on national TV too. You want to look really good.
You don't look good running in one of those skirts. You look ridiculous running in one of those skirts.
I think they're trying to score extra points, Miss Cindy.
It's about the dogs.
I understand.
Not about the women.
All right, quick, around the room. Cutest dog breed.
I think the golden doodle.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cute, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, whatever.
Golden doodles are adorable.
Yeah. And they don't shed, right?
Right.
So that's a bonus. If golden doodle, but the best. Yeah. You're probably going to go pit, aren't you?
I love my pit bulls, so
yeah.
I do. I love pit bulls. I also love golden retrievers. Mm-hmm. So golden doodles, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so that's two points for golden doodles.
I wouldn't go with... I'm Australian Shepherd because I have one. Yeah. Or yeah,
Bordeaux. He's so cute.
Yeah, he is.
I really do think Australian Shepherds are one of the cutest dogs out there. I've always thought that.
They're just so wild. I know. Pit bulls are cute, too.
They're so majestic looking, and at the same time, they look at you with those big sad eyes and just make you melt.
Mm. All right. We'll wrap up this segment because coming up, I had a terrifying thing happen to me yesterday.
Okay.
That I want to share with you. But let's wrap up this segment. All right. We agree then that all dogs, 2 points here that we're going to make. All dogs are cute.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There really is no best dog breed. They're all adorable. We're dog lovers here.
Right.
And then the second point I'm going to make, to bookend this is that Jordan Verge's butt looks like a pug.
This is not a picture I wanted in my head. Thank you so much.
It's just like really rolling, or it can't breathe.
Looks smushed.
Do we have to go to commercial?
Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. 6.5. David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you.
And can't thank you enough for listening to us and laughing with us on a Monday where we are only, I can't believe this, 23 days away from Christmas. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
That's incredible. Wow. Mm. 23 days. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
God.
Yeah.
God.
Hey, with that being said,
ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ask you both a question.
All right.
I'm surprised. Are you surprised?
Nope.
No.
Listen, we only have 23 days, and you have to think in those 23 days, we're going to have a few days off because of the holidays. So
right.
I'm not going to be able to.
I hope so.
So I got to get all of these off my chest. You understand?
Okay. All right.
Why didn't Rudolph get a good report card? Why didn't Rudolph get a good report card? You remember, by the way, when I did this for Halloween and Thanksgiving, you kept ruining the punchline? Haven't done that yet. You guys have not been able to do that yet.
Why didn't Rudolph
get a good report card?
I could probably figure it out.
Well, do you want to take 10 minutes? We have time.
I keep thinking
that he wasn't well read. But
that's a good one.
I'm just going to look up the Rudolph song.
Why didn't Rudolph get a good report card?
Why are there not?
You have
clear?
5 seconds. Why didn't Rudolph get a good report card?
Oh, because the teachers used to laugh and call him names.
No, because he went down in history.
Oh.
He went down and...
That's pretty good.
You guys have flown before. You guys have flown a lot, right?
Yeah, I have.
A little bit. Yeah. What was your scariest moment on the plane? I love when she laughs. That means there's a good story.
I took a flight from coming back from Nashville. Stormy. Every time I went to Nashville, one of my flights would get canceled or postponed or something.
Yeah, they always have weather.
Yeah.
Always.
Because it was always in late February, early March.
Okay.
So that time of year when all the storms are going on. And I flew into Boston and they put me on a plane. And it was one of those planes that's so small. There's only one seat on either side of the plane.
Yeah, those are terrifying. I refuse to get on those.
Yeah.
And there are curtains between the cockpit and the passenger area.
So this is probably before 2001.
Yes.
Okay.
Half the people on the plane were pilots. Literally, half the people on the plane were pilots. Sitting, not just the pilots that were in the cockpit, but there were literally pilots sitting behind me. And they were freaked out because we bounced around so much. There are alarms going off in the cockpit constantly. And I'm hanging on to my seat going. Yeah. When we touched down in Bangor, the pilot got up, walked into the passenger compartment and went, "Well, we made it."
I would have a full-blown panic attack.
Yes, it was not good.
Oh, wow. My heart is racing right now. It just got elevated from that story.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine being on that plane.
I have never braced myself and held onto my seat so hard when we were landing in Bangor that time.
Oh.
It was like, please just let us land.
What about you, Jordan?
So I haven't had any issues in the air yet, but I'm flying in January. So, I mean, there's always room for a story.
Maybe ask the pilot to do something crazy.
I need a good story.
Do like a barrel roll, please.
Something happened to me coming back here from Texas to Bangor that I've never experienced before.
Uh-oh.
And it was absolutely terrifying. I mean, I looked around. And normally when there's turbulence, I look around and people, I get terrified. I hate flying. When there's bad turbulence, I look around at other people's faces to see if they're scared. They're usually not. There's a baby sleeping.
Right.
And I'm the one freaking out, sweating.
Right.
Something happened to me that never happened before. And I looked around at everybody's face, was absolutely terrified. And I'll share that story coming up here in 10 minutes as we wrap up the show. I'm telling you, everybody was freaked out. Everybody.
Wow.
Can you just tell the story now? I don't want to wait.
So what happened? Q106.5, where David and Cindy. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Firth.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I teased earlier.
Yes.
The most terrifying thing happened to me yesterday while flying back from Texas to Bangor.
Okay.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing that has ever happened to me on a flight.
Okay.
And I've flown all over.
Yeah.
When we were flying, because my folks live in San Antonio.
Okay.
I had to have a layover in Houston. We went to, it's like a 45-minute flight.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it's very short.
Yeah.
Nothing terrifying about that. I love the short flights. Shorter the better, because I hate flying.
Right.
We go to land. Wheels touch the tarmac. And then out of nowhere, the plane climbs again and goes back up.
Oh, wow.
Now we're back in the air. Everybody's face on the plane is petrified.
Like, why are we back in the air?
What is going on?
Yeah. All these people were ready to start clapping.
Yeah, right. Because, we made a good landing. Are we about to collide with something? What is happening? And the worst part, the pilot didn't say a word.
Well, he was busy.
He's got a co-pilot. Come on and let us know. Like, hey, are we about to die? Like, do we need to text somebody?
Hey, guys. That's my bad right there.
The plane landed. I mean, wheels touched the ground. And then out of nowhere, we start climbing again.
I mean, given a choice, I would rather he was paying attention to what he was doing flying rather than getting on the intercom saying, I messed up right there.
Gotcha. Not me. You guys thought we were going to land?
At least a flight.
Wait, this isn't Bangor? Oh, okay.
The flight attendants have the little phones, which, how have they not updated those, by the way? They have phones on the plane where they're actually talking to a phone. Why can't they just have like a microphone?
Yeah.
You know, something like what we use.
You mean when they instruct you on how to use a seatbelt?
Right, yeah. Why? They're talking into an old phone from the 90s.
You want them to pull up like a microphone?
Maybe you update it to like an iPhone, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never thought of that, but that's really true. But maybe they would have to, you know, revamp the plane, and that's a lot of money. So just use the old equipment.
So the plane hit the tarmac and then took back off. And then we start circling. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're gonna die. This is it.
Sorry,
this
guys.
This is the end.
My first day on the job, trying to figure it out.
I was literally texting my mother saying, "Hey, I love you."
I don't know what's going on.
Right, because we're now low enough to where the phones work on the plane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what just happened. We hit the tarmac and we took right back off. I don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
I'm terrified right now.
Okay.
The pilot comes on and goes, oh, we had a little bit of wind. The plane was shaking too much for us to finish the landing, and we're going to go back and try it again. Are you kidding me? The wind was too bad to land the first time. Now we're going to try it again?
Yeah, apparently it's changed, the wind.
And we did. I mean, obviously we ended up landing safely.
Right.
Because, I'm here. Yeah. But, yeah. That was the scariest thing.
That would be very scary. Yeah.
Scariest thing. Not as scary as your story.
or as scary as my story that's coming up in January.
I can't wait to hear.
My story's going to be way scarier,
oh,
guys.
Oh, man, it's going to be so good. All right, we wrap up every show with words of wisdom. What do we got going around the room?
If you're feeling full from the Thanksgiving that you indulged yourself in on last week, don't let your coworkers tell you you look chubby.
I did not tell you that you look chubby.
You're right. You said that I look full.
I said that you look full. My goodness. Miss Cindy, what do you have?
If you have leftover green bean casserole from Thanksgiving, give it to Jordan.
Yeah, he's a big fan. And you're not a fan of that.
I'm not a fan.
I would say, because we talked about it most of the show, that if you were the drama queen at Thanksgiving, don't be the drama queen at Christmas. Redeem yourself. There's redemption there.
That's good.
All right. Jordan Verge is up next. What do you got, Jordan?
I've got a code that could potentially send you. Can we cut?
Oh, I'm sorry. Please. I've got a, give me here. You got a code. Yeah.
A code that I could... Now I'm lost.
You do look really full.
I feel full, David.
Your next code is win for that Morgan Wallen experience.
Coming up at 10:20, Q106.5.
I have leftovers. Yeah. Should I just bring it to you?
No, I have.
We're David and Cindy. We'll be back tomorrow morning.